This is CPR News. I'm Sina Sieg in Grand Junction. A push to limit how much money people can donate to school board campaigns is moving ahead at the state capitol. School boards are one of the few offices in the state without donation caps. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez says that has led to a small number of donors having outsized influence.
And it really starts to raise the concern of constituents as to what's behind this money.
Gonzalez says some individuals have given tens of thousands of dollars to a single candidate. But if the bill passes, individual donations to school board candidates would be capped at $2,500. Donations from small donor committees, which often represent teachers' unions, would be limited to $25,000. A new report shows about half of children are looking at screen media in the hour before they go to bed. Lauren Hartstein is from the Sleep and Development Lab at CU Boulder.
We found that melatonin levels remained low even 50 minutes after the light had been turned off. So it suggests that this will have an impact even after the light has been turned off and they've gone to bed. It could have long-lasting impacts.
Hartstein says any delays or reductions in the body's production of melatonin will affect someone's ability to sleep. This is CPR News. The snow for much of the state this afternoon and tonight. Many mountain areas will continue to see snow through Thursday as well. In Denver, it's 14 degrees. Grand Junction, 43.